O'Connor and several state Supreme Court justices are trying to convince legislators in the 33 states that currently elect their high courts to switch to an appointment process. Republican State Representative Mark Gottlieb of Port Washington is leading the effort in Wisconsin. He says his proposal would eliminate costly court elections and maintain the neutrality of the judicial branch by requiring a 3/5 vote of the state Senate to confirm the governor's appointees to the court.
That does two things. One is it goes further to involve the people's elected representatives in this process, and it also serves to guarantee that the person that the governor picks has to be a someone who is not going to be at the far extremes of judicial philosophy on any side.
But critics of the change, like Mike McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, say it would violate a century-old tradition of giving voters the final say on who sits on the high court. McCabe says voters shouldn't be penalized for the abuses of the election system, and he says it's become a contest over who has the biggest campaign war chest.
Strongly feel that the solution is to fix what's gone haywire with these elections and stop auctioning off these offices.
McCabe says the Impartial Justice Bill passed this year is a step in the right direction because it provides strong incentives for Supreme Court candidates to use public financing instead of depending on partisan groups to fund their campaigns. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.